What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William Is Bill. Great to be back with you today on another great episode of the Box Score Breakdown. We had a nice 7-game slate, and we are presented to you by FanDuel. That's how you know we are the real deal. We are a sports ethos presentation, and I just want everyone to know it's almost Christmas. So let's see what gifts you may have gotten through fantasy basketball today. All right, let's get straight to it like it's nothing to it. First game, the Nuggets defeated the Jazz 135-112. That's a blowout. That's to be expected with the Jazz. They are 10-18, Nuggets 21-7. But for the Jazz, Lauri Markkanen had a big game, 27-8 with one assist. To be expected. Yusuf Nurkic started again. You know, a couple games ago, he sat out, and that allowed Filipowski to play very well. But they have him back in the starting lineup playing 35 minutes for whatever reason. Nice game, though. 17-14 with 6 assists. Really good production by Nurkic. You have to imagine they are showcasing him in case a team like, say, the Clippers, they need a center right now because, you know, Zubac is hurt. You know, a team like that, you have to see that they are trying to showcase Nurkic because he is not in their future plans. The team is very young. He is very old. You want to get something for him normally. We'll see how it goes. I don't think a team is going to give up too much for Nurkic at this point, but he did have a great game tonight. He's been really good all season, all things considered. Svi Mykolajczyk started again, only played 14 minutes, not productive at all, so not worth mentioning, but just the fact that he started, you know, they're changing their lineup that game by game. You know, one game Bryce Sensabaugh starting, one game Filipowski starting, one game Svi is starting. This team is all over the place, and you have to imagine they're doing this on purpose because you could set a consistent lineup and see where your team goes. But if you're just switching every game and you're still losing, you're never going to figure anything out. So the Jazz are just doing Jazz things. But we'll get to Bryce Sensabaugh in a minute. But Keyonte George, the rising star for this team, 20 points, 8 boards, 7 assists, and a steal, 50% from the field, 50% from 3. Another great performance. He's pushing to be an all-star this year. Very proud of Keyonte George. Ace Bailey started. That is good. In 24 minutes, he had 10 points and 3 boards. You just want to see him do more. And if this team is really going nowhere, he went 4-for-13 from the field in 24 minutes. He's going to have to play 34 minutes a night. Let him go through his ups and downs and let him figure it out. They did not do that with Cody Williams. Will they do that with Ace Bailey? They should. But right now, Markkanen and Keyonte George are the bucket getters for this team, and it's a struggle to find a third to fill that void. Now off the bench, I mentioned Filipowski. Only played 13 minutes tonight, had 5 points, 2 boards, 1 assist. Just worthless game, no fault of his own. 13 minutes is ridiculous. He's played the same amount as Taylor Hendricks, pretty much had the same stats. Cody Williams, 8 minutes, hardly any stats. Bryce Sensabaugh did play 23 minutes and had 14 points, 6 boards, and a steal. Isaiah Collier, 24 minutes, only 2 points. 1-for-6 from the field. That's not good. That's not going to get him on the court like he wants to. But he did have 9 assists and 2 steals. So if Isaiah Collier, this is the theme with him, can get his shot right, can get his efficiency right, he will be a really great point guard, or at least at worst, a really good point guard. For now, he's a great passer, and he needs to work on a few other things. Walter Clayton got to play as well in 17 minutes, had 6 points and 4 assists with a steal, and this team just desperately needs direction. Let's go to a team with direction, who they played, the Nuggets, and we'll talk about Cam Johnson. Finally had a good game, 20 points, 4 assists, and a block. Nice. Spencer Jones started, only played 20 minutes. He's been up and down, 1-for-6 from the field, 3 points, 3 assists, and a steal. Bad game tonight. He's a rookie, so we'll see what happens. But it was a blowout as well. Jokic, of course, 14, 13, and 13. You see, those are kind of pedestrian numbers for him, but that is a triple-double. You just expect more from each category. Well, more points, basically. Great rebounds, great assists. But if you didn't like the points, he had 2 steals and 3 blocks. So that makes up for everything. And it was a weird game. He only shot the ball 7 times. When your best player shoots the ball 7 times, and you win by 23 points, this, you know, is a weird game. You know, let's see how many people shot more than Jokic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 other players on the Nuggets shot more attempts than Jokic, and they won by 23. I think the Nuggets are a good team. But anyway, great all-around game as usual. Jokic, record-breaking center. You got to love it. Jamal Murray's the one that went off in this game, though. 27 points, 6 boards, 5 assists, and a steal. 50% from the field, 50% from 3, 6 for 12 from 3. Jamal Murray has been having an incredible season. It's kind of going under the radar. It needs to be talked about more. He's just balling in Denver, and he's going to be overshadowed by Jokic no matter what. But people need to pay attention to the season Jamal Murray is having. Peyton Watson was back. He was out for a while with injury. I thought he was going to be out for quite a while. But he's back instantly, playing 28 minutes, had 20 points, 3 boards, 2 assists, a steal, and a block. Playing better than he was before he got injured. So he might have needed that little rest. But 7-for-9 from the field, we know that's not normal. It's not going to happen every game. So this was an outlier more than likely. But if he's starting first game back, you just know you have a secure starter. If you're interested in picking up someone, JV off the bench, 12 and 11. Great stats in 16 minutes. Tim Hardaway, 21 points, 3 boards and 2 assists. Bruce Brown, 15 points, 5 boards, assist, and 2 steals. Great production right there, especially in limited minutes. You just have to remember it's the Jazz, and it was a blowout. Next game, the Pelicans defeated the Mavs, 119 to 113. Anthony Davis went the H off in 35 minutes, had 35 points, 17 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and a block. 16 for 28 from the field. That's incredible. 1-for-3 from 3. And like I said, 35 and 17, those are not numbers you see often in these times. That's Shaq type time, you know, Kevin Garnett prime time, you know. Players don't put up numbers like this often, so you can't just breeze by it. That's an incredible game by Anthony Davis in a loss. But did it come to the detriment of the team? Well, the next best player, arguably, Cooper Flagg has 16, 6 and 6 with the steal and a block. So that's a solid game for Cooper Flagg. So it's not like Cooper Flagg had 10 points or 8 points and he struggled because Anthony Davis put up great numbers. It just wasn't a great all-around team effort, and the Mavs are just not that great of a team. But neither are the Pelicans. They should have won with AD doing all that. But let's go to Najee Marshall, third leading scoring starter, 15 points, 5 boards, 6 assists. He's always a great fill-in guy, waiver guy for when you need a game or two. He's not going to do this every game, but He's inconsistent, but he's liable and able to do this. P.J. Washington, a little bit of a down game as far as points, but he did have 8 points, 8 rebounds, a steal, and 2 blocks. Whenever someone's points are low and they have great defensive stats, you have to accept that. That's a good thing. So, Nembhard, though, no points. I can't say no points, but 4 points. When I see 4 points, it's like nothing. Especially when you go 2 for 13 from the field. He killed your percentages. He helped you with assists, though. 4 points, 8 assists, 4 rebounds, 5 turnovers, and a steal. Nembhard's game was all over the place. This is what you actually expect a rookie to do. He's been playing better than the typical rookie, but this game he fell back down to earth, but those assists still withheld. Off the bench, only one player was productive. Klay Thompson, 28 points, 5 boards, and a steal. That's not the norm for Klay, so it's great to see. I will say Daniel Gafford, guy who normally is really productive, only played 14 minutes, had 3 points, 5 boards, and 2 steals, no blocks. So he was hurt in this game. Not injury-wise hurt, but just they went a different direction. But Gafford, we know, can do much more than that. Then his name has been in trade rumors. I don't know if they're limiting his minutes for a certain reason or not, but we shall see. For the Pelicans, who were the victors in this game? Let's start with the fact that Zion Williams was back. He didn't start, but I have to mention him because he was back in 25 minutes at 24 points, 9 boards, 3 assists. Great game, especially making it through. He did the post-game interview, 10 for 14 from the field. It's just great to see Zion back on the court. Now, they took it easy on him. Like I said, he didn't start. So let's talk about the starters. Derek Queen with another great game. 7 for 12 from the field. 19 points, 10 boards, 6 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Just not dominating, but playing above his age. He's 19 years old. He's 20 years old, about to be 21. But still, young rookie coming in, putting up great numbers against Anthony Davis. You can't ask for more than that. Trey Murphy, only 11 points, 5 boards, and 4 assists, but he did have 4 steals, taking over Herb Jones' territory. Herb started, had 9 points, 4 assists, and a steal. Sadiq Bey had 19 points, 7 boards. Jeremiah Fears, 12 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, and a steal. And Fears went 4 for 14 from the field, so that percentage hurt you, but that comes with being an 18, 19 year old rookie. He is 19 now. All right, I mentioned Zion off the bench. The only other bench player in double figures was Jordan Poole. Ended up with 14 points, 2 boards, and not much else. And he wasn't doing much early in the game, but he ended up getting double figures later on. And the Pelicans are on a bit of a run here. I think they won like 5 out of 6, something like that. So they're turning things around, and now Zion is back. Look out. And if you don't know, you're listening to the Box Score Breakdown presented to you by Sports Ethos, sponsored by FanDuel. You may be listening to us on NBA Fantasy Today with Doc and Brew. Make sure you subscribe to the Box Score Breakdown. We are affiliated. We're partners, teammates. We stream on YouTube, X, all that good stuff, all your favorite podcasts. Destinations. Give us a like, follow, subscribe. I'm at William Isbell, William Harris, your host for today. We have 2 hosts for this show, myself and Tim Woodson. So check us out on the Box Score Breakdown, which we're on right now. So let's continue. Next game, Celtics defeated the Pacers 103-95. For the Pacers, Siakam 25.6 boards, 3 assists. Jay Huff started. Not a good game for J-Hub. 1 for 6 from the field. 3 points, 5 boards, 1 block. When J-Hub, the way this lineup is, when he starts, he has to be productive because that just gives Rick Carlisle reign of terror to switch the lineup next game. He doesn't know whether he wants to play Isaiah Jackson, J-Hub, Tony Bradley. They just signed back James Wiseman to the team. It's just a center mashup. And so now that J-Huff had a bad game, I doubt he'll start next game. It's just all over the place. If you haven't heard of Ethan Thompson, he played 34 minutes and started for the Pacers. 13 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, and 1 steal. And, you know, it's kind of crazy. They're just bringing guys off the street, starting them. And he had a solid game. But you have guys like Jairus Walker, who drafted in the top 10. You have guys like Johnny Furphy, who's a young, rising, hopeful, good player on your team. You have an early second-round pick, Cam Jones. You have a nice pick with Quentin Jackson. These guys are on the bench. Not to mention the bigs, Isaiah Jackson and James Wiseman. And you're starting guys up street, Ethan Thompson. And, you know, the Pacers are 6-23. It's for a reason. You almost wonder if they're doing this on purpose. But it is what it is. It is what it is. That's what they want to do. They're waiting for Halliburton. That's clearly what all they're doing right now. Nembhard started, of course, 20 points, 7 assists, 2 rebounds, solid game, above solid, a little bit better than solid, almost 50% from the field. Benedict Mathurin, 16-9 with a block. He's averaging around 16-18 just about every game. I hope he can increase that at some point. But it is what it is. Quentin Jackson off the bench in 16 minutes had 9 points and a steal. And I mentioned Johnny Furphy. He finally had a good game the game before last, 18 points. And then he missed the game, and now he's back. 23 minutes. Sorry, I wish he had 23 points. But only 3 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, and a steal in 23 minutes. And like with Jay Huff, if you don't take advantage of your opportunity, Johnny Furphy might not even play next game. So it's just all over the place. And if I did mention James Wiseman is on the team again, I think that's noteworthy because he was on the team, got injured. Then the season was over. Then they brought him back. Then they cut him. Now they brought him back again. So.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Looking for something new? Try fencing, the Olympic and Paralympic sport that mixes speed, strategy, and fun. It's like chess meets cardio. Quick feet, quick decisions, and a satisfying beep when you score a point. Kids, teens, and adults can start anytime. No experience needed, and many clubs have loaner gear. Coaches teach fundamentals and safety from day one. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/tryfencing. That's usafencing.org/tryfencing.
Tony Bradley was a DNP. He's been playing, mixing in, whether starting second string or third string in the center rotation. He's out of the start, out of the rotation tonight with a DNP. The only player on the whole team that had a DNP. And James Wiseman played 12 minutes. He didn't do anything in those 12 minutes. But he's back, and he's a name you should look out for if you need blocks. For the Celtics, Jaylen Brown, 31-9 with 2 blocks and a steal. Great game. Nemias Keita, 8-8. Unfortunately, no blocks. Josh Minot started, did nothing in 9 minutes. I'm assuming he got hurt because he did absolutely nothing. And Jordan Walsh is not even listed in the lineup. I don't know if he missed the game because of personal issues or something, but he's not even listed. So that was interesting. But Derek White, 19 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, and a block. Peyton Pritchard, 11-5 assists with 2 steals. Off the bench, Anthony Simons, 11 points, and that's pretty much all he's going to do is get you points. Unfortunately, he's going to have to work on his all-around game, and there's no better place to do that than on, well, it would have been on Boston on a rebuilding year, but the Celtics are 18-11, and they're going to find themselves a top-4 team in the East just through happenstance. Hugo Gonzalez, the rookie, late first-round rookie, 37 minutes, 6 points, 11 boards, 2 blocks, 1 steal. That is great production. as far as rebounding wise, block wise, steal wise. You want more points, but he only shot three. He only shot five times, made 3 out of 5. So Hugo had a really good game as far as what the team wanted him to do. If Minot did not get hurt and he just basically lost his spot to Hugo Gonzalez, Hugo Gonzalez is someone you should keep your eye out on because they have more of a high draft capital invested in Hugo Gonzalez than the free agent Josh Minot that they picked up this year. All right, next game, the Cavs beat the Hornets. The Cavs have been struggling, but they got back right against the Hornets. Miles Bridges, if I didn't say the score, 139 to 132. Miles Bridges, 17 and 6 with 4 assists and a block. Brandon Miller, 20 points, 2 steals and a block. Mason Plumlee started because Kalkbrenner was injured in this one. Only played 10 minutes, though. Not productive. Not someone you need to have on your radar. LaMelo Ball, 23 and 9 assists with 4 boards. Con Knipple, 20 points, 2 assists. Off the bench, Musa Diabate, who lost his starting spot to Mason Plumlee, had 5 points, 14 boards, 2 assists, and 6 steals. He way outperformed Mason Plumlee. There was zero reason Plumlee needed to start. This should not happen again next game. So if you have Musa or the ability to pick up Musa for the next Hornets game, you should, because there's no way Plumlee's starting again. I don't even know why he started this game. Josh Green had 10 points off the bench. Trey Mann, 13 and 5 boards with a block. And that was about it. Sion and Liam, the two rookies, had 7 points each. For the Cavs, let's start with Donovan Mitchell, 30 points. He has to do it every night. 30 points, 4 boards, 5 assists. Nice game. Jared Allen, 12 and 5 with 2 blocks and a steal. That's what you want from Jared Allen. If everything else fails, you want those blocks. He gave them to us tonight. Dinwiddie started, had 14 and 7. He's very inconsistent. You can't trust it. Darius Garland had the breakout performance. He's been up and down, but lately trending up, and you can tell he's getting healthier. So like I said, Darius Garland, 27 points, 10 assists, 5 boards, and 2 steals. 9 for 15 from the field. That's what everyone wants to see from Darius Garland. Unfortunately for Jalen Tyson, that's not what you want to see. 0 points, 0 for 6 from the field. Had 3 assists. He did have 3 steals, but just a horrible offensive game. And DeAndre Hunter, huge game off the bench, 27 and 5. That's right, 27 points, 5 boards and 1 steal. We know he can do that. Glad he did. We'll see if him and Tyson, they can swap those spots starting and off the bench. And Hunter played more minutes than Tyson tonight, so we'll see what happens with that. Thomas Bryant, 10 points, not much else. Lonzo Ball, 6 points and 7 assists with the steal. They got Sam Merrill back. He played 26 minutes, only made 4 points and had 5 assists. But they've been missing their 3-point specialist. He went 0 for 4 from 3 tonight. But it's of note that he's back because he's been injured. So deeper leagues, look out for Sam Merrill. Next game, the Thunder defeat the Grizz 119-103. You always look to see John Morant. He's not there. Injured again, of course. Jaren Jackson Jr., 11 points, 2 steals and a block. Very low production, only 3 boards. But Cedric Cowher stepped it up with the leading scorer on the whole team, tied with a bench player. But had 16 and 8 with 6 assists and a block. That's a great game, especially for a rookie. Jalen Wells, 12 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, and then 3 steals and a block. Ridiculous amount of steals from Jalen Wells. Great, great, great. Jock Landale started, had a double-double, 11 and 10, with 3 assists, no blocks, unfortunately. And Cam Spencer's back, starting 14, 8 assists, 5 boards, 1 steal. And he's just guaranteeing himself minutes in the NBA, even if Jock comes back. Off the bench, the other leading scorer that I mentioned, KCP, has 16 as well, 4 assists, 3 boards. This team signed Christian Coloco to a 10-day contract, and he played 10 minutes in the first game. Didn't do anything, but that's just surprising he played right away. GG Jackson, not much. Omax, 8 points, not much. Santi Aldama, only 9 points, but had 7 boards and one assist. And Vince Williams was a DNP. He had a sore left knee. For OKC, SGA, of course, the MVP, 31-10 with 8 assists and 4 steals and a block. Ridiculous production. J-Dub, the guard, 24 points, 6 boards, 2 assists. Nice game, really nice game, 50% from the field. Cason Wallace, 8 points and a steal. Lou Dort, 13-4 with 3 steals, 3 blocks. Ridiculous Lou Dort. That's a stat category fan player's dream right there. Brandon Carson did start in this one because Hartenstein was hurt. Carlson had 11 points, 3 boards, 2 assists, and it looks like he possibly, well, the other J-Dub is not listed, so maybe he's injured, but they have injured players listed as well, so it's weird, though. I don't know why the other J-Dub is not here, but that's why Brandon Carlson started, so you might want to keep a note of that. If the other Jalen Williams is out the next game, you can feel confident in considering Brandon Carlson if Isaiah Hartenstein is out as well, because they felt confident enough to start Brandon Carlson. Off the bench, Kenrich Williams, 11.6 boards, 4 steals. They're still just everywhere for OKC. And A.J. Mitchell, 16-9 boards with 2 steals. All right, next game, the Warriors blew out the Magic 120-97. Good to know Paolo's back with 21-12 with 7 assists. And, you know, as he's back, Franz Wagner's out injured. But Wendell Carter, 9-4, no blocks, disappointing as usual. Tyus Jones started because Suggs is out, 7 points, 4 steals. So he tried to do his best Suggs impersonation. Desmond Bane, 20 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, and 2 blocks. And Anthony Black with 19-6 with a block. Off the bench, Jace Richardson, the rookie, is the only one that really performed. Had 11 points, a steal, and a block. For the Warriors, Jimmy Butler, 21, 3 boards, 4 assists, and a block. Draymond, back off of his rampage, 9.7 boards, 2 assists. Quentin Post started, had 8-12 with 4 assists and a block. Really nice game for Quentin. Steph Curry was shimmying. We had a brand new shimmy out there tonight. 26 points, 6 assists, 2 steals. Nice game. Moses Moody started, 20 points, 3 boards, 3 assists, 2 blocks. The bench, Brandon Podziemski, 16 points, 5 assists, 4 boards, a steal and a block. And just about everyone played except for Jonathan Kuminga, and that was a coach's decision. You have to imagine he's on the trade block. He's in trade discussions. For him to be the only player that didn't play, that's wild. So no one else was productive. It's just been a bit of an epic failure, the experiment with Kuminga and Golden State. And that's unfortunate because he's really talented. Last game, the Pistons defeated the Blazers. This game ended way too late. That's why I'm up at 1 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast, but I'm here for you guys. For the Pistons, Cade Cunningham, weird game, was balling. Only played 26 minutes, but had 14 points, 9 assists, 6 boards, 5 turnovers, 1 steal. But he had low fouls in the first half, ended up getting 5 fouls in about 8 minutes and fouling out very quickly. I believe it was in the third quarter he fouled out. Well, so he wasn't able to finish the game. The Pistons still won, but they were just calling foul after foul after foul on Cade, and they just got him out of the game. Now, Cade needs to do better, but the refs really need to do better. You just can't do that. You know, and to go off script for a minute, I think fouling out is one of the dumbest things this sport has in it. No other sport do you take out your best players for something they do legally on the court or on the field. Baseball, you don't take anyone out because they did too many penalties. Football, same thing. And, you know, these are not even, like, major penalties. You can, it's subjective if you hit someone sometimes, you know, or it's a charge or a block. So just flow of the game, you take out your superstars and your best players. I think it's a stupid rule. Like, once someone gets six fouls, give the other team three free throws or something. You don't need to take the best players out of the game. Okay, rant ended right there, but this is what it is. Ausar Thompson, 18 points, 12 boards, three steals. That's what you want to see from Ausar. He was in a decline, but he stepped it up tonight, probably because Kay was out. Dylan Duren stepped it up as well. He had missed a game or two, back with 26 and 10 with two blocks and a steal. Great performance. Duncan Robinson, nice points, 15, but unfortunately 4 for 14 from the field, 3 for 11 from 3. If he would have hit a couple more of those, it would have been really nice. Tobias Harris with 12, 4, and 4 with a steal and a block. Jay Nabi off the bench with 11 points and 2 steals. Everyone played except Marcus Sasser, and is what it is. Dennis Jenkins even played, but not much. All right, for the Blazers, Shaedon Sharpe with a huge 25 points, 5 steals, 3 boards, 2 assists, 8 turnovers. What a range of stats. 5 steals is incredible. 8 turnovers is incredibly bad. And that's because he played point guard. There's no point guard available for this team except for Caleb Love off the bench. You know, Drew Holiday's hurt. Scoot Henderson's hurt. Damian Lillard's hurt. So, Shaedon Sharpe learned on the fly tonight, and he did some great things. He did some bad things, and maybe he needs to do this more often to get even better. The Blazers are 12 and 16. They're not going anywhere. Learning path. But anyway, Klingon, 17 and 10 with 3 blocks. Great game for him. That's all you can ask for Klingon. Denny Avia, 18, 8 and 9 with a block. Tremendous game. Chris Murray and Tumani Kamara did not do much at all. Very bad games. What can you do? Rob Williams, 8 points, 5 boards, 1 block. I only mentioned him because he did have that block that made it all right. And Caleb Love, who I mentioned, the only true point guard on the team, in 18 minutes had 5 points and 4 assists, 3 boards. That is solid production. I mean, it's a realm of possibilities that he could start next game or two, especially with Chris Murray not stepping it up. You could start Caleb Love, Shaedon, Denny Avia, Tumani, and then Donovan Klingon. So just be on the lookout for that. Sidy Cissoko in 27 minutes has 16 points, 3 boards, 3 assists, and a steal. And I like how he's been playing much better lately. So that will do it for the 7 games. Let's go over your top players of the night. LaMelo Ball, 23 and 9. Darius Garland, 27 and 10. Siakam, 25 and 6. Jaylen Brown, 31 and 9. Anthony Davis, huge game, 35 and 17. Zion was back with 24 and 9. Nurkic, 17, 14 and 6. Jokic, 14, 13 and 13. Cedric Kara, 16, 8 and 6. SGA, 31, 10 and 8. Paolo Mancaro, 21, 12 and 7. Steph Curry, 26 and 6. Jalen Duren, 26 and 10. And Donovan Klingon, a 17, 10, and 3 blocks. So, like I said, another great performance, another great day of basketball. And thank you all so much for watching and listening. We were not live today, but, you know, it's the Christmas season. We'll get back into the live aspect in a few shows. But just make sure you comment, like, subscribe so we can keep doing this for you guys. We're giving you free content. While it's free, I just want to say like or subscribe, and that'll be like your way of giving back since we're giving to you Christmas season. All right, subscribe to @EthosFantasyNBA. Follow @SportsEthos. Follow @WilliamIsBill. All things good. Until next time, guys. I'm out of here. Peace.
Looking for something new? Try fencing, the Olympic and Paralympic sport that mixes speed, strategy, and fun. It's like chess meets cardio. quick feet, quick decisions, and a satisfying beep when you score a point. Kids, teens, and adults can start anytime. No experience needed, and many clubs have loaner gear. Coaches teach fundamentals and safety from day one. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/tryfencing. That's usafencing.org/tryfencing.